Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about today is the Second Amendment, a simple statement that is very powerful. Heroes die too. Heroes die too. Wisdom in regards to the Second Amendment and guns. So many people are hyped up about, you know, I have the right to. It's like, yeah, you know, we have a right to do a lot of things. You know, everything might be illegal, but that doesn't mean everything's beneficial. And I'm going to talk about, you know, that the hero complex and the, you know, whatever your intellectual level was on Monday, when you bought your gun on Tuesday, you're just as intellectual as you were on Monday. You didn't get smarter.
That's right.
Ever how strong or weak you were on Monday, when you bought your gun on Tuesday, you didn't get any stronger or you didn't get any weaker. Does that make sense? And ever how wise or ignorant you were on Monday, just because you went and bought you a 357 or a 380 or a 12-gauge shotgun, you're not any wiser than you were the day before.
That's right.
Now, if you have, if you're falling to this whole, you know, hero complex, and now you're stronger because you got a gun, you're dangerous. You're very dangerous, because a coward without a gun is not as bad as a coward with a gun, because they're the ones that end up shooting folks. But I'm going to talk about this particular thing, because everybody, this hero complex going on right now, everybody thinks you're going to pull out your gun like Zorro or somebody pulls out a sword, and you're going to save the world. But you know what you look like when you pull out your gun in a crowd? You look like a terrorist, and they're going to take you out. Because who are you? I know that you're a you know, you're just something to yourself, but to everybody else in that mall that you think you're going to rescue, when somebody says bad guy, guess what they're looking at? You with a gun. And guess what you look like? A bad guy. Guess who you're about to see? Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And there's a reason why they have everybody in that mall, law enforcement has everybody in that mall come out with their hands up. They're not being mean. They don't know who the bad guy is yet. And just because you can legally possess a gun doesn't mean you're not possessed. And so we're going to be talking about it. We've got to have this wisdom. We've got to have this conversation, because a lot of people run into the Second Amendment like that's their God. God's God, and his wisdom will help you. And you didn't get any smarter. You didn't get any braver. If you were terrified when you bought the gun, now you're terrified with the gun, and now we're terrified of you.
That's right.
And so we're going to talk about how to get wisdom in regards to that. And just because it's legal doesn't mean necessarily it's wise. You pull it out, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But hopefully it's going to help a lot of folks, you know. You were hiding behind a wall, now you're hiding behind a piece of steel, but you know. And I'm going to talk to you about what a lot of officers find out in their career is that just because you pull the trigger doesn't mean the gun goes off. And that would terrify a coward, and then you get beat with your own butt of your own gun. If not, the next shot going off would be on you. But an officer who's been trained and has wise, they know what to do. And so we want to talk about all that, or a soldier. You know, as Christians, we're talking about our founding fathers and our constitutional right and First Amendment, the Bill of Civil Rights, and we have the right to do this, and we have a right to do that. But you're also hearing people talk about the Second Amendment with such aggression. I mean, of all the amendments that we probably shouldn't talk about with such aggression, probably should be the Second Amendment.
Right.
Because aggression and the Second Amendment together is kind of freaky. I mean, yeah, we'd have time to talk about it. Probably it's a related article with Rick Joyner talking about we have people to fear on the right and the left.
That's right.
And I believe he talks about that, the wisdom of martial law to be able to protect the people that are normal in the middle, because it's just meant to be a place of liberty and peace. And to talk about the Second Amendment in a way that's aggressive, it's just like, that doesn't go together. That's like an officer showing up at your house to see if you're okay, and they're yelling at you. It's just like, you don't belong in this job. You know, there's something eerily wrong about this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he has a gun or she has a gun, they need to be calm and relaxed and wisdom and that type of thing. So what is the Second Amendment? The Second Amendment to the Bill of Civil Rights, which was eradicated in 1791. Thanks,
correct.
John. I appreciate
you
that.
Got it,
man. Says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. In other words, if we're going to keep our freedom, we have to understand how to weapons, and we need to know wisdom on how to use them in the context of the law, and how to use them. And I mean, think about it. Every single day, you're in America. In some communities, I can see some folks thinking not. I'm in Detroit right now. They have billboards up, and their billboards say, "Thou shalt not kill." Because so many people are being killed because progressivism has come in and just smashed that town. Thank you, unions. That was so beautiful.
Wow.
That was just really beautiful how you overcharged us for cars for years. And now look, you left them there. And you know, we just pray right now for Detroit and all of our listeners in Detroit and viewers that now that the light would come in and just restructure that place from top down. And so... it's important in regards to how you see how you see guns and how you see weapons, and I see Christians that are you're talking about Jesus loves you, this I know, and their next statement is, "You better get yourself a gun." I'm like, "Jiminy cricket!" First of all, we're not scared to die,
right?
But yet guns aren't bad, because when we call the police to come to our house, we expect them to have one.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that works.
Yeah, and even our very president, you know, we expect him to be protected by the Secret Service, who has guns. It would be kind of silly for them to have, like, squirt guns or little finger gestures under people's noses that you press on their nose, is what the school system says. If you take your finger when somebody's biting you and you put it under their nose as they're clamping down on your skin and you push upwards, it'll cause the child to release.
Really?
I'm not going to tell you my method, but it'd be a little bit different than that. But it wouldn't bite again. This child wouldn't bite again.
Did work, right?
Yeah, it was like instant wisdom. It hurt me worse than it hurt him. But what happens is, it's really embarrassing, but you don't see this. It's called the hero complex. This false sense of invincibility and now this stability in your life, because all of a sudden you went out and you bought yourself. And normally the smaller the bravery, the bigger the gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I mean, how big of a bullet do you need to protect yourself? Yeah, I know what you're saying right now. I bought a shotgun because I'm a bad shot, and at least they're going to go all over the place. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the hero complex in the Second Amendment. Our constitutional rights to be able to bear arms. And you need it for a free society. If not, people come into your place and rob your place and that type of thing. Sometimes the government does. Anyway, so drawing your legal gun, which means you have a legal right, drawing your legal gun out in a crowd, for example, doesn't make you look like a hero. It makes you look like a suspect. And many have died rightly and legally possessing a gun. You're a hero complex. This is somebody that's thinking that now you're like, "I'm the only one that knows. I have the secret. I have the Superman S that was on Superman's shirt. It's in my back belt. You know, it's in my back pocket or whatever. I don't know wherever you got your courage." And
just t-shirt.
Yeah. And so you're thinking, you've been deceived, and thinking that you're just going to draw this thing out in the crowd, and you're going to save all those folks in there because you've been watching all those movies and playing all that PlayStation and stuff. And you know what you're going to look like? You're going to look like that man in the Navy Yards on the security camera. He's just a typical young man. And visually, he just looks like a normal young man. What's to say that he was not looking for somebody that we thought was him? You know what I'm saying? You don't know this. But see, understanding coming from a... By the way, just to let you know, I come from law enforcement experience. I'm giving you some wisdom here that a good quality, knows what he or she's doing officer sees you pull that gun out and you start firing it in the store. When they get called to that place and there's a crowd there, there's a high probability, a very high probability you're about to meet Jesus. And it's because that was not wisdom at all. I remember once there was a suicide. This man was going to attempt suicide, And, of course, they call the police out for some reason. Why do they call the police out? And he has a gun. He's in a parking lot. And he has a gun at his head.
Mm.
And there was a call the other night, as I talked about, that they said this guy was trying to commit suicide, but he had the gun at some woman's head. Like, that's not suicide. Right. That's assault. And so the police officers, when they got there, they formed a circle. They formed a circle around the suspect or the potentially going to commit suicide man who had the gun at his head, which means the reason why you call a police officer for several reasons. But one is they have a gun and you don't want to hurt themselves. You want to prevent that. But also you want to prevent other people in the community from getting hurt. And also as an officer, you don't want to get hurt. But you don't form a circle around a possible suspect that could turn from potential victim to a suspect. Because if all of a sudden that, imagine this, now you have like a little bonfire going and the officers are warming their hands up and the victim in the middle who's going to kill, imagine them just being a nice campfire or something and it's like, that's cool. But if you have a bullet that fires out of a gun, not a campfire, in the center of you, it's like Russian roulette.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that victim turns into a suspect and decides to do something like they call it murder by cop, where they don't want to kill themselves, but they'll point their gun at you and cause you to shoot them. So, you know, whatever, murder by cop, they call it, or they want to kill you. Then one of the officers will have to shoot. But since you're in a circle around the man, the high probability, I mean, this is in this decade that you don't circle around the potential person that you may have to shoot, because you just know that in your training that means that somebody's in the line of fire is going to get shot. By God's grace, the man didn't, they talked him out of it, you know, but see, I mean, just logically that says that's not smart at all.
Mm-mm.
Well, you have to understand those officers, it was legal for them to possess their guns. They were legally right in being there on the scene. And it wouldn't be unconstitutional for these men to be able to have to take this man down and kill him if he tried to kill one of the officers or one of the citizens. But although it was legal, that didn't mean anything. That was ignorant. Forming a circle around somebody you might have to shoot because of friendly fire. What's going to happen in regards to that? I mean, I think about, you know, officers are faced day and night with a potentiality of having to maybe draw their gun and maybe shoot the gun. But I think about, you know, something like the Roy Middleton situation down in Pensacola, Florida, where they thought these two officers, not all the officers there, but these two officers, you know, say they thought they saw something shiny. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't have a gun.
Mm.
He didn't even have a gun. Second Amendment screaming, hollering, think you're going to, you know, Second Amendment's your God here. You know, all that, this hero complex. And they shot him. They shot him 15 times. And he didn't even have a gun. Imagine if he had one.
Mm.
Imagine if he had one. We're going to continue this conversation in our next program. We got to get over this hero complex. Second Amendment's not God. God is God. We are going to be talking about and continue the conversation on the Second Amendment, the hero complex that we need to realize. We need to trust in God. Not in our arms, but in our arms. Not in weapons in our arms, but in our arms in the air, trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
And that weapons are meant to protect and in the context of that. But also, we'll be talking today about, you know, did God say that? The beginning words that began the fall of man, and now it's being questioned on so many different levels. And so much more. But I want to get right into the continued conversation about the hero complex. Mm. Heroes die too. And we're talking about, you know, what do you look like when you pull a gun out in a crowd? What do you look like in your own head? If you have a hero complex, you look like a hero. But to everybody else, they're terrified of you. And to the officer, you look like a terrorist or a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
You're the target, bro, ma'am. And so you have to understand that though the Second Amendment gives us the right to be able to bear arms, it doesn't automatically give us wisdom or intelligence. We need to get that. We need to begin to understand that. And what I was just talking about was, you know, here is a man down in Pensacola, Florida, that is 60 years old, I guess, Roy, and he's in his own driveway at night in his own car, and two officers, not the whole department, but the officers themselves felt scared. They felt to their own words that they were scared. And he had a shiny object in his hand as he was getting out of his own car in his own drive, his own carport, and they shot him 15 times. Unarmed. And that's a whole nother story. If you have not yet heard Seeking Justice for Roy Middleton, you need to be able to hear that. But just understand that's a reality. And then it went to the state authorities, because this was like a county in that state, in the state of Florida. And the state authorities in Florida said they had the authorization to do this. And then after that, they went to the grand jury of Roy Middleton's peers, you know, people that live with you in your community down there. And they said the officers were authorized in doing this. And then the sheriff the officers worked for, he said they were authorized in doing this. And it's like, what do you think? Do you really think? I'm not talking about you having a shiny object in a crowd. I'm talking about you pulling out your little hero piece of metal and thinking you're going to go you're going to save the day. They're going to take you down. Because they don't know you. Only you know you, especially today, because nobody really knows anybody.
Yeah.
And you're a Fig Newton of your own imagination, bro. I mean, you know, you're in your own head, but people don't know you exist. A figment of your imagination, just so you know what that means. And I'm saying this because, you know, we just had a situation in America down in the Alabama area where a clerk was being robbed at gunpoint. And the reports are, the news, that the clerk had a gun pointed at her head. So a customer who has a gun sees this and is put out as his hero because he drew down on the suspect and shot him five times. But you have to understand, first of all, the gun was at her head. Every officer would tell you this. You don't shoot somebody. It's only in the movies, ma'am. You don't shoot somebody, a suspect who has a gun pointed at somebody's head, because just the twitch in their muscles could pull the trigger. And not only would you have killed that man that held the gun, but you would have killed the clerk that you claimed that you're actually trying to save. You got the hero complex. You got the hero complex. And we have to understand this. Listen, just because we have the right to bear arms don't mean we have the intelligence to bear them.
Right.
We have to get smarter. We're not any smarter because we've got a gun. We have an obligation now to understand how to use that, use it, when to pull it. And officers train every single, at least in my experience, they train. I know that they came back from the jury for Rory Middleton. They said these officers hadn't been trained enough. And they said they went back 4 years, which is the current sheriff's administration, right? Hired up. They said, you're going to have to train these guys. They're not trained. And but I went twice a year when I was an officer. And if you couldn't do this right, you had to get a desk job. You could not carry a gun. Because that kind of crazy stuff would happen, right? And so these are officers who are under that kind of scrutiny, and you have to realize you have to put yourself under that kind of scrutiny. It's so important because, especially if you're calling yourself a Christian and you're walking around with a hero complex with a gun, you're going to do more damage to the kingdom of God. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, that you may have to take somebody out because they're threatening your life or someone else's life. I'm not saying that's what officers do every day to protect people, and we call them heroes, and there are true heroes. But remember, heroes do die, too.
That's right.
But I am saying, if you got a hero complex, then God's not your hero, and you're walking around trying to save the day when it's only Jesus that saves.
That's right.
And he loves the suspect, he loves the victim, and he loves everybody in that mall. And how you present the gospel to that whole situation, it could be not good, not well. So, how do other people see you? If they saw Roy Middleton in his own driveway at night as a danger because he had a shiny object, which ended up being a little micro potential lighter his daughter gave him, who just got back from Afghanistan, for fighting for our country. I mean, you can argue all you want to about this. You can argue all you want to. The question is, will you survive long enough to argue about it? Because they're probably going to kill you. I mean, the officers are trained to shoot to kill. They're not trained to wound you like your Western movie that you saw or some whatever crazy thing. They shoot to train. They're trained to shoot in the K5 area, which is the kill zone. All the K5 area of your body, they're trained on silhouettes to kill. And you're not the police. They're the police. They're the officers. And so you need to get to know them. They need to get to know you. You need to pray for them in authority. But understand, by you pulling a gun out in a crowd like that, what just happened in Alabama, mm-hmm. in our nation, and it's happening in different areas now, you just look like a terrorist. You look like a suspect. Who in your own mind, you're a hero to everybody else. You're the robber.
They're coming to get you, too.
They're coming to get you.
Exactly. They're coming to get you. Don't be surprised.
And if the courts, if the local authorities told these officers they were justified in shooting an innocent citizen 15 times, and he had no gun.
Hello.
Do you think that people are going to cry? They're going to like, well, you know, he's a hero.
Right.
Lord rest his soul. They'll put a little dust over your casket. They'll say a little prayer, and it's over for you, man. You're actually instantly, you went straight from hero to throne room, like overnight.
Hero to zero.
And you get to find out, you know, was I truly saved? I'm about to find out if I was truly saved. So much for that.
Mm.
Officers are taught, and it was my experience on a continual basis, how to use that gun. They're taught wisdom and knowledge. They're trained. There's huge expectations, at least there used to be, of officers, and there really is, and of soldiers. They think in and out and how to use it, how to clean it, how to understanding, you know, what it looks like when you're holding this gun, that it's very intimidating. You got to don't pull. And I was taught you'd never draw your gun unless you're going to use it, unless you have probable cause for a reason to. You don't just pull it out to motivate people to do things. That's a movie or something.
I need y'all to move over from here to there. Can y'all just...
Well, a lot of people think, you know, a lot of people think that you could pull it out to just motivate people. And now we have people, they're coming into stores with the cowards that are coming in to steal your $20 from behind the counter that the taxes are so high right now. This one Asian store owner, he literally takes the gun out of man's hand and beats the heck out of him with it. Because he was still a coward behind the gun. I mean, they can kill you. Cowards kill people all day long. But the whole thing is that, do you know who you're pointing that gun at? Because if they're not scared to die, you're in trouble. You know, because you're so terrified, you might not have the strength to pull the 7-pound trigger when they pull like an 80-pound board upside your head. It's crazy. And it's real. I mean, when people start, this is what kids say when they're in school with guns. I was scared. But you know what? The next day they came to school, they had a hero complex. You know why? Because they had a gun in their pocket. But you know what? They were still just as ignorant as they were the day before. They didn't get any smarter. So now you got a fearful, cowardice kid who's being intimidated by Alinsky's model in that school, by Lucifer's, you know, puppets. And he's so terrified, or she's so terrified. Now they're arming themselves. It's like, that's not going to be pretty. And by the way, they're gonna say you've lost your mind because you have the knife. They're not gonna see what you're seeing. They're not gonna see that. You're gonna be the bad guy. So bringing that weapon to school is only gonna put you in the felon list. It's gonna keep you can't bear arms in America anymore. You can't vote anymore, and it's gonna change your future because you're gonna put felon down on every single app that you apply for a job. You know, talk to your pastor about it. Talk to a police officer about what's going on in your school. And get wisdom. Don't get the hero complex. For some reason, the next day when the kid shows up with a weapon, you know, all of a sudden they just feel more confident. But they're still just as fearful. But their confidence is in that trigger, in that bullet that will hurt some of those kids in that school. That's why you have this stuff going on in these schools with these mass murders and stuff. You know, one day the kid was being beat up on and talked down to, and the next day they come in with a shotgun and a rifle, and they say, what happened was this big, okay, fine, now I have power. But the thing about it, no, that was a hurt kid who had been emotionally beat up on, who the enemy took advantage of, that somehow weapons got in his hands, and now look what's happening to our kids in our schools. If we don't get this, we just keep saying, Second Amendment, roar! You know, and having a gun does not mean that we're going to have peace. Wisdom with and training with those guns may. But officers have wisdom. They're being trained. They're being expected to have wisdom. When to pull it, when not to pull it, what it looks like when you pull it, you know, why you pull it, when you shoot, when you don't shoot. Over and over again, they have visual stimulating exercises, and now they have all the visual things that kids do for fun, officers do for life in regards to these particular games. Yeah, anyone can rob someone with a gun. I mean, anyone can do that. But legally possessed gun and constitutionally right to be able to have that gun, they still can choose to use it in a wrong way and take somebody's right from them, to rob them. Any coward can do that. And sometimes it's robbing people of their feeling of safety and security and peace. I mean, this is what I used to always say at trailer parks. Don't anybody get into a gunfight here.
Mm.
Because it's a thin wall. I mean, you could shoot one shot and it would go through four or five homes. And many people are killed by drive-by shootings when children and young people and adults with hero complexes just go start firing shots in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes destinies for families because that man or that woman should not have had a gun. If you have a hero complex and now you have a gun, this is what's really going on. You're really a coward hiding behind a piece of steel whose confidence is in a small bullet that is supposed to fire when you pull the trigger. You can talk to any law enforcement officer, and they can tell you over a period of time, there's times when you pull the trigger, and the thing doesn't go off.
Hmm.
But the officer's not totally reliant upon, they're not some hero, some are, I mean, they get fired or whatever, but they don't have this hero complex. They're there to be able to enforce the law and to help you and that type of thing. They're not thinking about hero, although that many of them are. They end up being heroes because of what they do. But they know that sometimes you can pull the trigger and it's not going to work. Sometimes the clip just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the round doesn't go off. But you know what? Sometimes it jams. Sometimes this stuff happens. Sometimes sand gets in there. A round just doesn't go off. But the officer is trained and knows what to do.
Mm.
But a person who's a coward, they don't even think about that reality. Their total concentration and hope is in the fact that if anybody hurts me, I'm going to pull this trigger. And the truth is that most people don't have the guts to be able to pull it out. If they do, they're shaking so much they can't hit the target. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that kind of, you know, it just doesn't work out the way that your mind thinks it's going to work out. And listen to me, that person that you're pulling that gun on may take that gun from you and beat you with the butt. They may beat you with the butt. I'm just telling you, I'm not threatening. I'm just saying what I've seen as an officer and seen in life. Or if they're evil, they may actually use it on you. And I want you to remember, the Constitution is for all citizens of the United States. So if you choose to exercise your constitutional right, the Second Amendment, to bear arms, to own arms, to protect yourself, remember to protect the fellow citizens of America who have the right to live without fear of you doing harm to them.
Right.
How would you do that? Gain wisdom on how to handle your gun. Get trained. Don't just get trained enough to get your little license. Find out actually how to use that thing, how to pull it, when to pull it. Understanding. Heroes die too. Get wisdom on how to use that thing if you're going to carry it. I want to add this one thing to understand about this hero complex, the Second Amendment worshipers out there. And I'm all for Second Amendment.
Mm.
But if I had to trade between the first and the second, I would definitely have the first over the second.
No doubt.
But the truth is that understanding the second allows us to have the first, mm-hmm. if we use the second with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm saying in regards to this, so you imagine that person who got all this courage now, going to the mall this Christmas and just treating people like junk,
mm.
parking any way they want to park, acting like there's some wild stallion now because they got some piece of metal in their pocket.
Mm.
And this is what happens. They actually have a study that says that people have a false sense of security. Their confidence level goes up strictly because they have the ability now to fire a weapon.
Mm.
And it's like, remember, if you were highly intelligent before you got the gun, you're still highly intelligent. If you were ignorant before you got the gun, the next day you got it, you're still ignorant.
Now you're just dangerous.
You've got a weapon, right? And so you got to get wisdom, get knowledge, and you can be trained. There's classes all over America how to get trained to be able to do that. So here you are. You're Mr. Hero. You know, you're Mrs. Hero, and you've got this false sense of, and you're Christmas shopping. And we're seeing all these shootings take place at these malls, right? And you think about that. These malls are packed. Three-story malls just in Jersey up there. They were just shooting just recently in over in Jersey. And thank God nobody was hit or hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But you're walking through thinking, if that ever happens, because I watched CNN last night. I watched Anderson Cooper last night, and mm-hmm. I am convinced this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the hero. And and you're so centered on you, you're so focused on you, you don't even realize there's really other folks. You think there's just you, and this future bad guy is going to pop up. But you don't realize there's a whole bunch of you. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of people right now in America who have the hero complex, who ran out and bought guns, who are seeing these newscasts, who are visualizing how they're going to just save the day. And so here you are in that mall, not seeking, you didn't seek wisdom. You didn't learn how, get the wisdom on how to do things. You didn't understand that the police officers are trained for this. That's how they can do what they're doing. And some need more training, according to down in Florida. And some guy pulls out some weapon inside of the mall. And you're instantly thinking, man, this is just like Anderson Cooper showed me on the news last night. And so here you go. You hide yourself behind a pole or something. You're going to reach down in your whatever you got something. And you pull that piece of steel out that you've had you worshipped and thought it was going to save the day. And then when you look back to where you saw the suspect, now you see 30 men hiding behind 30 poles.
Doing the same thing.
Who pulled out 30 guns in a crowd of 300 people in a three-story mall. You know why? Because you weren't the only fool around. They're thinking they were, you know what? Now you don't even know. Now you're finding out. Now you don't even know.
You don't know who the bad guy is.
And by the way, you look just as bad as they do. Because somebody said, shooter's in the house. Shooter's in the house. And guess what you have in your hand? Your God. You have your gun that you've been having all your faith and your confidence and your trust was in a gun. A gun, mind you. And now, 29 other men, and some women probably, don't know whether to shoot you or shoot each other. And so everybody starts shooting. And you lose your wife. You lose your kids. Your neighbor loses a friend, a husband. A store clerk goes down. And you just had that big circle shoot that was going on that I talked about with the police officers circling around and nobody knowing who's hurt or who's the bad guy. Friendly fire is going down. And all of a sudden you have all these heroes, fools, who didn't know what they were doing, who just brought more mayhem than any of these wild folks have done in the mob, because the gun is not your savior, church. Jesus is the savior. Guns can help you with using wisdom, but understand officers are trained for this. Every now and then there's a bad situation, but the majority of our officers and our military forces, my goodness, these guys are trained for this day in and day out. What, horse, saddle, and something is what Steve told us, right? And hair, man. Horse, saddle, and moose. But the thing is that picture that situation and realize you're making yourself part of the problem in America. You're not a hero. Heroes don't wake up one day and say, I'm a hero. Heroes just happen because they see that moment and they have wisdom on how to respond and they act. And wisdom says, you know, do not pull your gun out in a crowd if you're not the police. And when you're passing a police officer and your hands are in the air, you let them know, I want you to know I have a gun, whatever, and I'm legally carrying it. Honor that police officer and let them know this is wisdom. This is somebody that's not afraid. This is not a fool with a piece of steel. This is somebody that truly can help our country, and this is a citizen protecting the citizens. Just wanted to share that wisdom with you today. I think this is a conversation we all need to have, especially the church, because Jesus is our Savior.
That's right.
Guns are not. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.